We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, in middle of Hilchos Dvorim Anoyegim Besuda, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Zion. V'yoz yesh l'kol echot me'ashoimim chelek b'Torah shemegale. And when the one who's teaching Torah does it in this way, where before he teaches Torah, he first begs Hashem to send him clarity in the Torah. And before he speaks to Hashem, he first attaches himself to all those that are going to be listening to the Divrei Torah that are being taught. And he uses the zuchus, the merit of the mitzvahs and maisim tovim that he did, he uses that to help eliminate or subdue any negativity that's in the people that are listening. And by following this procedure, he helps to fix and to elevate the souls of all those that are listening. And by following this procedure, this is how we're zoche to get to Eretz Yisrael. And to be able to do this to perfection, for this to be done 100% properly, will only be when Moshiach will come. As the Pasuk says, that the Redeemer will come to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, and Uleshovei Feshan, to help remove all sin from Klal Yisrael. Shemoshiach yachzor kol ha'olam l'Hashem Yisborach al yidei toirosoi sheyamshich b'bchinas hanal. Moshiach will be the one who will be able to succeed in helping all of Klal Yisrael to return to Hashem through the Torah that he's going to draw from Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Moshe hu Moshiach, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshiach. Sheyachzor v'yisakein masheto b'tchilo ba'akos hatzur, so that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the one to correct and repair completely the damage that was done when he struck the rock. That's what prevented him from getting to Eretz Yisrael. And it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh in several places. That Moshe Rabbeinu must fix the damage that he caused by trying to be Makarev the Erev Rav, the people from the nation of Egypt, who wanted to join Bnei Yisrael at that time, and Hashem warned Moshe Rabbeinu that not to be makar of them. Hashem understood that that wasn't the time for them to come close. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in a sense, didn't listen, didn't accept the warning of Hashem. He saw people that where it seemed to him that they wanted to come close, and he couldn't bring himself to reject them, and that caused tremendous harm to Klal Yisrael at the time. Shalzeh nemar loy, Lech Raid. And it was as a result of that Hashem ended up telling Moshe Rabbeinu, go down. When Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven and the Erev Rav instigated this golden calf, the Egel HaZohov. Ube'emes, now Rav Nosson Zal gets into something very, very serious. Ube'emes, mevoyer, lameven bazoyar. The truth is, if a person understands what's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, ubekama mekoymois, and in several other places, shekol ma shepoga moishe b'hakoas hatzur, hakoil nimshachloi rak al yidei shekera v'soerav rav. That the whole incident with striking the rock only occurred as a result of the mistake of Moshe Rabbeinu in being mekar of the erav rav. V'chol hachatoim, v'chol hatzorois she'ovru al Yisrael, and all the sins and all the difficulties that the Jews went through when they were going in the 40 years in the desert, hakoil hoyo al yidei ze, was all because of this. Al yidei ho'erav rav, shehichtiyu es Yisrael b'cheto egel. It was the erav rav who instigated the golden calf, shezegoram churban beis hamikdash, which is what led to the destruction of the beis hamikdash, v'chol hatzorois, v'chol hapekidois, shebon al Yisrael chas v'shalom, and all the suffering, and all the different things where Hashem remembers all the bad things we did, all hakoil al yidei ze kiyodua, all goes back to the golden calf, because Hashem, even though Hashem forgave the Jews, Hashem said over there, v'hoya b'yoim poktiu fogadati, I'm forgiving you now, but anytime in the future, anytime somebody does something wrong, we're going to mix in some of this mud. It's going to reactivate the mess, the bad smell that came as a cause of this sin. It's going to be reactivated. And that's exactly what caused Moshe Rabbeinu to make this mistake at the time in striking the rock. Because we quoted all the way in the beginning when we first started learning about this, that it says, the Medrash says, Ki ho'oishek yuhul al chocham, that when there's machlokes, when there's strife, it could even get a very intelligent person to get mixed up, to make a mistake. And at the time, the Erev Rav were constantly instigating, they were constantly getting the Jews to complain, this is no good, that's no good, we're not satisfied with this, this Moshe Rabbeinu is not doing this right, everything. And this created such an atmosphere at the time where it was possible even for someone as great as Moshe Rabbeinu to get confused in a sense, and to misplace, as Rav Nosson Zalat explained earlier, the issue of striking the rock, using force when approaching Hashem, versus not using any force, pleading, only pleading when it comes to approaching Hashem, and keeping the force to be able to subdue the negativity in some of the people at the time. And all of this is explained in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this is all based on. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu bevadai hoiso kavanosoi l'toivo mashekeir v'esoi revrav. Because obviously Moshe Rabbeinu's intent was 100% pure in his being makariv the Erev Rav. Ki rotzo sheyizdapku geirim bashchina. Because he wanted that even those people from the other nations of the world who have the ability to come close to Hashem, he wanted to bring them close. Kefi sheperish Rashi b'posuk ki shiches amcha. As Rashi writes in the pasuk where Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go down because your nation has messed up. What do you mean your nation? It's not Hashem's nation. It's not. It's the people who Hashem did not want to bring close, and Moshe Rabbeinu went against Hashem's instructions and he brought them close. V'chol ha'pegam sheloi hoyu b'pchinas hanal. And the pegam of Moshe Rabbeinu was related to this. Dahainu pegam ha'koas ha'tzur, meaning the striking of the rock. Shehuma shehishtame shimatai uzoi b'shvil hamshochas ha'toirah. Again, the problem was that Moshe Rabbeinu used his stick to draw water, which means to draw explanations of Torah from Hashem. Whereas he was supposed to draw the Torah from Hashem only by pleading and begging, no force. Whereas his stick, which symbolized the power, the effects of his good deeds, his mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, he wasn't allowed to direct that to Hashem in any way. He was supposed to use that to subdue any negative, anything bad in the people that he was dealing with. Ve'im hoya oisakein, and if Moshe Rabbeinu had done that properly, hoya oile biyodoi, masherotzel akariv reshoem rechoikim kwelu, he would have succeeded even in what he wanted to accomplish, to be makariv these reshoem, the dahainu nishma so erev rav, which is the souls of this erev rav.
Ki bemes muvon bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom achra. Because in fact, it's brought in Rabbeinu Zal's words in another place, Shemi sheroitze lekarev rishoim humuruchokim alvaydosu yisborach, that anyone who undertakes to take people that are rishoim, people that are far from Hashem, and bring them close, yeshalov sakonos gedoilos moed belishir, that person is in tremendous danger. Vitzorech loze kamo tachbulos belishir, and the person needs all kinds of tricks till he's able to complete his mission successfully. V'yalkein, and therefore, meaning he has to use tremendous shrewdness. He's got to be extremely, extremely smart in knowing how to deal with it. V'yalkein, afilu Moshe Rabbeinu, adoim kol hanavim, shenosam lanu es ha-toyra, v'kervonu lavaydos yisborach, and therefore, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the leader of all the prophets, who gave us the Torah and brought us close to Hashem, v'rak hu posach lanu or hadas leida ki Hashem olekim, and it's only Moshe Rabbeinu who opened up the sea of knowledge for us to get to know about Hashem, v'chol asher osu imanu, and all the wonderful things he did for us, afal pikein, beinyan hiskarvus erev rav, loyol sabiyodoyim. Despite all of that,
When it came to being Makarav the Erev Rav, he was not successful. Ad shegormu cheto egel ushvira saluchos, to the point where unfortunately they ended up causing the golden calf, the breaking of the luchos, etc., etc. And the main mistake was regarding what we mentioned earlier, that when a Talmud Chacham wants to draw a Torah from Hashem, he has to plead with Hashem. And as far as the power that he has, the stick that the tzaddik has, as a result of his good deeds, this is talking in a spiritual level, a stick, he's not to use that for any purpose other than to subdue the evil that's found in the people that are evil, that come to hear his Divrei Torah. And when he's davening, when he's presenting his plea to Hashem, his tefillah to Hashem, he must first attach himself to the neshamos of all the people that are going to be listening to his words of Torah. And then if he follows this procedure properly, everything gets fixed. And he's to get to Eretz Yisrael. Because of the fact that he did not use his power to draw the Torah from Hashem. That's what made sure that he had enough power to subdue the evil that's found in the people. Not only does he succeed in subduing their evil, but rather he zeicha in addition to fix their souls in an unbelievable way, through the fact that he plugged into their souls at the time that he was presenting his tefillah to Hashem, you know, to be zeicha to Torah. And by doing that, he gives every single one of his listeners a share in bringing the Torah into the world that he taught. As Rabbi Nissel explains over there, this is what affects a tremendous, tremendous tikkun for the nefoshos that are present. If they are zoche to have a share in bringing that Torah into the world, how? By the one who's teaching the Torah, first attaching himself to their souls before he presents his tefillah to Hashem, that affects a tremendous tikkun on their souls. V'oz chozrim b'tshuva kulam, and then they all end up doing tshuva. V'zoicha lo v'yemoim l'Eretz Yisrael, and he's zoicha to go with them to Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar avodas Hashem yisborah, which is the main place of serving Hashem in this world. And that's the place where all those that are distant need to gather. As the Pasuk says, if there are those that have been rejected or feel rejected from Klal Yisrael, if they're going to be on all ends of the world, Hashem will bring them to the land. And then, when the tzaddik is zoche to draw the Torah from Hashem by pleading with Hashem, and by doing it with, while being attached, plugged into every single one of the listeners, and he stands like a beggar before Hashem. With an attitude, not that he's gonna, Hashem has to give it to him, but rather, if Hashem is willing to give me, fine. And if, for whatever reason, Hashem understands that he does not want to give me a portion of Torah now, lav, then let him not give me. He doesn't take the Torah by force. Azai alidei elu horachamim vatachnunim hu yochel karev games hamruchokim biyoser. Through this type of pleading, he has the ability to be makarev even those who are furthest away. Shehem bechinas nishmas erev rav, even ones who are like the erev rav. Shegam hem tzrichim tikun, because they also require a tikun. Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach, because we know that nobody is going to be rejected from Hashem. V'soif kol soif bevada yistaknu kulam, and eventually in the end, all of them will get a tikun. Avol. However, it is impossible to be makarev these types of people, people who are far, so far from Hashem, with any force. The only way you could do it is with pleading. Because there are rishoim who are so steeped in their evil desires and in their bad thoughts, v'hem rechoikim kol kach, they are so removed from Hashem, so distant from Hashem, at she'efsher b'shum sechel u'b'shum koyach lekarvam l'Hashem Yisborach, whereby it is impossible through any smartness, through any intellectual business, or by using any force to bring them close to Hashem. The only way to bring them close to Hashem is by pleading, which means a concept of tremendous patience. Because Kavyochel Hashem contains himself and Hashem controls his anger. He holds back his anger in order to give the Rishoim an opportunity to do tshuva. And the tzaddik must also have this attribute, this quality of arichas apayim, tremendous patience. And when we talk about this arichas apayim that the tzaddik has to have, what we're also including in that is the fact that a tzaddik is not allowed to force any issue whatsoever to try to push something, make it happen right away. But rather he has to show tremendous patience when it comes to everything. And he has to be prepared to wait a lot for Hashem's infinite kindness. Because even though the tzaddik's intention is definitely a pure one, he definitely means well, all he really wants is to fulfill what Hashem wants, and because of that, the tzaddik feels under pressure, the tzaddik feels wanting very, very much to rush to do what Hashem wants, because he knows that that is what Hashem wants. Despite that, he is not allowed to exert any force. He's not allowed to force the issue in any way and try to push it to make it happen quickly. A person has to be extremely, extremely smart when it comes to this issue. This is what Rabbeinu Zal referred to in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, when he talks about a person knowing how to go up and knowing how to come back down. Because on one hand, a person has to run very, very quickly to do what Hashem wants you to do. However, despite all the running, he has to have incredible patience not to try to force something before its right time. Rak yamtin li Yeshua Hashem, but rather to wait for Hashem to give him the Yeshua. Especially when it comes to trying to bring people close to Hashem who are so far from Hashem that Hashem himself has to use all kinds of tricks and all kinds of special methods like to get these people to come close, kemoy shekosav, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Anovi, v'choshav machshavos levilti yidach mimenu nidach, that kaviyochel Hashem thinks and makes all kinds of plans to see to it that nobody will be rejected. And once we're being told that Hashem himself has to think this over very carefully, obviously you need to understand that this is something that does not come easy whatsoever. The whole inyan hashgioi shel Moshe Rabbeinu b'mashekerev ho'erev ravo b'akos atzur hakol hoyo bozeh, and the entire issue, the mistakes that of Moshe Rabbeinu in trying to be Makarav the Erev Rav and in striking the rock, was all related to exactly what we're talking about right now. Because of the fact that throughout his entire life, Moshe Rabbeinu was yearning desperately just to fulfill what Hashem wants, to do what Hashem wants. He threw himself aside, he threw his own concerns aside completely. Notice, he didn't care about himself whatsoever. He was totally unselfish. He put his own life on the line just for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted desperately to bring the entire world close to Hashem, to get the entire world to come close to Hashem. U'kemoshe Isa Baraya Mehemna, as is written in a certain place in the Zohar HaKadosh, begin the kol yoimoch, your entire life. This is what was your interest. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh, Mevoyer Shom, it's explained clearly, Shemoyshe, kol yomov hayachoshev, Shehimo yaev shaloi, lohoshev, kol yom Hashem Yisborach, hayamishtatel b'kol koyecha el hashivam. That Moshe Rabbeinu's only thought his entire life was, I wish I could bring everybody in the world close to Hashem. There isn't anything in the world I wouldn't do to get people to come close to Hashem. And because of that, because he was so desperate, he wanted this so much, because of that he felt compelled to do it quickly, with tremendous speed. Because again, nobody knows how long they're going to live in this world. You're limited in years and there's so much to do. And therefore, he accepted the Erev Rav, he allowed them to join at a time when the Jews were on the run, when the Jews were rushing out of Mitzrayim, they were dashing out of Mitzrayim. Ubemes lekarev reshoim koelu dainu b'chinas erev rav tzrichin mesinus godoil kanam. Whereas the truth is, in order to be mekarev such reshoim like the erev rav, you need tremendous care and slowness. You have to be extremely cautious and careful. And this is what ended up causing Moshe Rabbeinu to strike the rock. Ki hakol echad, because it's all tied into each other. There's a balance that has to be kept. And the minute there's an imbalance, the minute a person applies something in the wrong direction, automatically he's taking away from something else. It is impossible to be mekarev such rishoyim without incredible patience. You're not allowed to push the issue in any way whatsoever. You're not allowed to force the issue whatsoever. V'yispalel koidem adrush barachmim v'tachnunim behiskashrus nafshois hashoimim. And before you attempt to teach any Torah to such a group, you have to first daven to Hashem with tremendous pleading, and while you attach yourself to the souls of those that are going to listening. V'oz yesh koyach lamata yuzoi lachnia rasha baroim. And when you do it that way, if when it comes to Hashem, you plea and beg, then your power, your strength is reserved for doing what it has to do, which is to subdue the bad within those that are bad, that are coming to you. Since you didn't use any of that power whatsoever when it came to drawing Torah, you had the full measure of your strength available to use for what you need to use it. And if you follow this formula, even if there are Rishoim that are so far from Hashem, whereby it's impossible for you to subdue their evil, even using your strength, still, you'll be able to succeed in being mekar of them through the tremendous amount of pleading with Hashem. If a person really applies that pleading process to the fullest measure, then even if he doesn't have enough merit, enough mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, to give him enough voltage to neutralize the evil that's in the big people that are bad, his rachmim v'tachnunim will do it. Ki yochel lo'ire rachmim ko'elu, because it's possible for a person to activate such a level of kindness by Hashem, ad sheyum shechu rachmim v'chasodim gamal rechikim koelu, to the point where he draws the kindness and pity of Hashem even on these rishoim lekarvam l'Hashem yisborach, in order to be able to bring them close to Hashem. Ve'im afal pikein yef shelifoy lato lekarvam, and if the tzaddik sees that after he did all of this to perfect to the maximum that he possibly could, still the people are not coming close, he's not being successful, ha-hechrich lahamtin oid, then he must be willing to wait. Must be willing to wait. It's not the time yet. Ula yuchalifu bakashose b'pam acheres. Maybe he'll succeed a different time. Next week, next month, next year. Maybe he'll succeed. Maybe the next time he attempts to draw Torah from Hashem and he follows this formula, maybe then he'll hit the home run. Maybe then he'll be successful. And if then he doesn't succeed, no problem. Still, then wait longer. Vazai bederech zeh hu yikarev b'chol pam ma'at ma'at es horechoykim b'yoyser, and in following this formula, slowly but surely, he'll succeed in being mekarev even the people that are furthest away, at shesoyv kol soyv yikarev kulam, to the point where eventually he'll succeed in being mekarev everybody. Nobody, no Jew will be left behind, as they say in the song. Nobody will be left out. Avol kishehu doichek es hashor, whereas if the tzaddik, if the person who's doing this tries to force the issue in any way, azai hem yicholim lohiridoy mimadregosei chas v'shalom, then it's possible for them to knock him down from his level. Nimtza, so therefore we see from all of this shekibutz nidochim voivim, that the concept of gathering in those that are far away, dahinu lekarev rechokim hu kifi ha-toyro shemamshich. This, the ability to be mekarev people that are far, is dependent upon the Torah that you're drawing from Hashem. Dahinu, which means kishemamshich ha-toyro berachmim v'tachnunim, when you follow this formula and you draw the Torah from Hashem with pleading and begging, azai yochoy lekarev kol horechokim l'Hashem yisborach, then you have the ability to be mekarev everybody, even the furthest people, to Hashem. V'alkein kibbutz kol hanidochim hu l'Eretz Yisrael. And this is why when the Torah talks about those who are far from Hashem being gathered in, it refers to Eretz Yisrael. That's the place where they're going to be gathered in. Ki ikur kibbutzam v'tikunam hu al yidei ha-Torah hanal shenemsheches barachmim v'tachnunim. Because the main item that makes it possible to gather in those who are so far away is drawing the Torah from Hashem in the way that we're discussing, shayidei zeh zoichin l'Eretz Yisrael, where we learn that by drawing Torah in this manner, what person is zoichet Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar hatikun hu b'Eretz Yisrael, because the main place that anything that needs to be fixed or corrected in Klal Yisrael will be fixed is in Eretz Yisrael. Shisham ikar ho'aliyah shel kol hanefoshos.
That's the place where all the souls have the ability to be elevated.
K'moy shomer Rabbeinu Zal b'tchilas ha-Torah now,
as Rabbeinu Zal wrote in the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran that this is based on.
Shemi sheroitza liyos ish Yisraeli.
Rabbeinu Zal began by saying that a person who wants to be a good Jew,
dehainu, which means
sheyale midargo ledargo, that he keeps constantly rising from level to level. He doesn't stay on one level ever. He keeps advancing, constantly advancing.
Yefsher kim al yidei Eretz Yisrael.
It is impossible to achieve that without Eretz Yisrael.
V'alkei nitno ha-Torah b'kol shofar.
And this is why when Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, He gave it with the sound of the shofar.
V'chein mazkiren b'Rosh Hashanah b'psukei shofar is kol inyan matan Torah.
And that's why in the section of Shmoneh Esrei that's called shofar, we mention about how the shofar was blasting at Har Sinai. And we describe the whole event of Matan Torah.
Kikoil shofar shubchines kibbutz anidochim dahinu lahachzir kol arochek ha-mashem izborach zezoichin alidei ha-Torah shimamshichin anal.
Because the sound of the shofar, which symbolizes announcing that all those that are far should come close, That depends on the Torah, drawing Torah from Hashem in a certain way.
If a person is zocher to draw the Torah from Hashem the right way, that's how you zocher Eretz Yisrael.
Sheshom ikar hakibbutz v'atikun shel kol anidochim v'ovdim, which is the main gathering place and fixing place of all those that were lost and rejected.
Bibchinas, as the pasuk says,
V'hoyo b'yoyim ha'hu, there's going to come a day, yitoka b'shofar godol, when they're going to blow a very great shofar, uvo ho'ivdim, and those who are lost, those who are far, far away, are going to come.
V'hanidochim, and those who have been rejected,
v'hishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh, they will bow to Hashem on Hashem's holy mountain, b'Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim.
Nimtza, Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore we see from all of this, that Barash Hashanah, Yom Trua, Oz Megalin Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Aydei HaShofar Shetoikim, that on Rosh Hashanah, which is called Yom Trua, we show the holiness of Eretz Yisrael by the blowing of the shofar, which symbolizes the Hashem giving the Torah.
Dahainu HaTorah Shemamshichin Oz Barachmin V'Tachnunim.
This is referring to a Torah that we draw from Hashem with tremendous pleading and begging.
Shemarbin b'yomim elu kanal, because it's in these days, the month of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, all of our prayers are geared to begging Hashem, pleading with Hashem.
Shaydei Amshochas HaTorah b'b'china zu, whereby when a person draws Torah from Hashem that way, by pleading and begging Hashem,
then the person is zoche to Eretz Yisrael,
shezehu ikar bechinas Rosh Hashanah,
which is the essence of Rosh Hashanah,
lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael,
to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael,
shehi bechinas malchus dekdusha,
which symbolizes the holy kingdom of Hashem,
sheoiskin lenasra v'livnoisa b'Rosh Hashanah v'knal,
which the Arizal explained to us that on Rosh Hashanah is when we're involved in setting up that kingdom.
Ki ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach mi Rosh Hashanah,
because we know that the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is what feeds Eretz Yisrael in a sense.
Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash,
Tomid einei Hashem alekecha bo meireishis Hashanah v'adachros Hashanah
hanemar b'Eretz Yisrael.
The Torah says about Eretz Yisrael, the eyes of Hashem are upon her from the beginning of the year till the end of the year.
It makes mention of that. Meireishis Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah is where Eretz Yisrael draws its power.
V'dorshu Razal, and the Gemara says about this,
B'roish Hashanah nidoin ma yehe b'sofa,
that on Rosh Hashanah, on the beginning of the year, Hashem judges and decides
What will be at the end of the year?
Shebarosh Hashana Nimshach Einei Hashgachos Yisborach Al Eretz Yisrael Al Kol Hashana Kula,
which means that on Rosh Hashanah Hashem sets His eyes on Eretz Yisrael and determines what's going to be throughout the entire year.
Shezehu Iker Kiddush Eretz Yisrael,
and that's the essence of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, is the eyes of Hashem which are upon it.
Ki Iker Kiddushoso Alidei Einei Hashem,
because the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the eyes of Hashem being focused on it.
Kimavur B'Mokam Achar, as is explained in another place. Paragraph Ches.
And this is also the concept of the 10 days of tshuva from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur.
Shebohem min seres v'nivnes hamalchus kemavur bekavonis,
where the Arizal explains that it's during that 10-day period that the malchus is sliced, separated from, and it's built up.
Hainu, this means ki
be'elu asar yomim oiskim b'tshuva. Throughout these 10 days, Klal Yisrael is involved in repentance.
Umarbin berachamim v'tachnunim.
And we're involved in pleading with Hashem, begging Hashem. It's brought people say extra Tehillim in those days. Even those people who don't have the custom to say 10 chapters of Tehillim a day, they say it throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva.
What is Tehillim? Tehillim is pleading with Hashem, begging Hashem.
Vaydezeh nimshochin moichin b'chol yoim. And that's how people draw upon themselves new sechel every single day.
Shehem b'chinas chidushei Torah, which is the concept of new revelations, new ideas in Torah.
Shaydezeh nivneis b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is what helps to develop the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shehem b'chinas malchus, which is the kingdom of Hashem.
V'alkein heim asor yomim,
and this is why this procedure continues over a 10-day period.
Keneged eser kedushoi sheretz Yisrael mekudeshes b'hem,
because we know the Mishnah says that Eretz Yisrael has 10 levels of holiness in it.
K'mo shomer hazal b'mishnah, as is brought in the Mishnah in Kelim.
V'ato mevoyor umuvon moed le'enei kol maskil knisas hakohen gadol b'yom hakippurim leveis kodshei hakadoshim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, now, after what we've explained, anyone who's intelligent can understand the meaning of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur going into the Holy of Holies.
Ki Kodshei Kodoshim hi Kedusha ho Asiris shel Eretz Yisrael.
Because the Holy of Holies, which the Kohen Gadol went into on Yom Kippur, is the holiest place in the land of Eretz Yisrael.
Ehoel yoino al kol hakedushos,
which is above all other types of holiness.
K'may shamra zala, shamba mishnah,
as is written in the Mishnah in Kalim, where it says there,
kodshei kodoshim mekudosh mimenu,
that the Holy of Holies is holier than the level that was mentioned before it.
She'ein nichnas l'shom ela kohen gadol b'yom hakippurim,
where it's only the kohen gadol, there was only one Jew that was allowed to go in there only once a year, on Yom Kippur. Because on Rosh Hashanah is when we start developing the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, building the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, building the Malchus of Hashem. And throughout the 10 days of tshuva, we're building, we're climbing, we're going from level to level of the 10 levels of holiness of Eretz Yisrael.
At Shebiyoim Hakipurim, Bayoim Ho Asiri, Zoichin Lekidushu El Yoina,
to the point where on Yom Kippur, which is day number 10, that's when we achieve level of holiness number 10.
Shehi Bechinas Kodshe Kodoshim,
which is the Holy of Holies, in the Beis Hamikdash.
V'alkein Oz Daiko Akoin Godel Nichnas Lashom.
And that's why it's specifically on that day, on the 10th day of this process, that's when the Kohen Gadol was able to enter into area number 10, the number 10 level of holiness in the world, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
Ki oz zoichin lekidusha al yoin azois,
because it's on day number 10 of Aseres Yimei Tshuva that we're zoicha to this holiness.
A footnote on this, we know that in Breslov, Rosh Hashanah is played up much more than Yom Kippur.
It's seen by what he's saying here, Rosh Hashanah is just the beginning, you know. We don't really get to take off until we get to Yom Kippur.
However, it's brought, the Gemara says, that Rosh Hashanah
for tzaddikim and rishoim is the exact same thing as what Yom Kippur is for regular Jews. In other words, the Gemara says that tzaddikim, both tzaddikim and rishoim, are judged completely on Rosh Hashanah. It's those people who are beinonim, they're not tzaddikim, and they're not rishoim, they are given this 10-day period, they're given the additional days to get their act together, to correct whatever they need to correct, so that by Yom Kippur, Hashem can complete their judgment. But the tzaddikim and those who are attached to them, for them, their Yom Kippur is really on Rosh Hashanah. Now, persons say, what are you talking about? I mean, here we're talking about 10 days. Rosh Hashanah is not 10 days. Rosh Hashanah is 1 day or 2 days. The answer is, I once heard Rabbi Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, once said that it's brought, Hashem's name of judgment is Elohim. Elohim means to judge. The words Rosh Hashanah are begematria 10 times Elohim, to show you that Rosh Hashanah contains in it 10 rounds of judgment. Rosh Hashanah can be Aseres Yemei Tshuva for a person. For who? For the tzaddikim and for those who are attached to them. That's the point. We don't consider ourselves tzaddikim. But those who come to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah and they put their whole faith in their connection to the tzaddik, they obviously get judged when the tzaddik gets judged, which is on Rosh Hashanah. And for the tzaddik, Rosh Hashanah is 10 rounds. Rosh Hashanah is a full Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Wanted to put in that note. Paragraph Tes. V'ze b'chinas sukkah v'arbo aminim. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes on to explain the next holiday. After Yom Kippur, after Aseres Yemei Tshuva, comes the sukkah and the dalet minim. The lulav, the hadassim, the arova is the esroim. Because on Sukkos is when we complete the conquest, the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. How? Using these four items, bechinas mona krova, which are called weapons, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the symbolism in a Jew holding his lulav and esrog, he's holding his rifle and his grenade. That's what he's holding. He's showing that he's the victor. Because when a war goes on, when the war's over, how do you differentiate between the winner and the loser? The losers don't have their weapons anymore. Their weapons have been taken away. The winners are the ones who are holding on to their weapons. Because as we explained earlier, on Rosh Hashanah and throughout the 10 days of Tshuva, we're drawing Torah from Hashem through our pleading and begging. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the main way that a person is zoche to draw Torah from Hashem is through repentance, through Tshuva. Meaning, a person who is zoche to take people who are far from Hashem and bring them close to Hashem, that person is zoche to receive portions of Torah from Hashem, revelations of Torah. As Rabbeinu Zal describes in chapter 13, in the first half of Likud Imran, and as is explained in chapter 20 in Likud Imran, which is what this whole halacha is based on. Sheikar hamshochas haTorah kifi ribui hanefoshoi shoyim demishas hadrush. That the ability to draw Torah from Hashem is dependent on how many people are present when the person is teaching the Torah. Shehat tzaddik machnia hara shelohem al yedei amatei oy sheloi, where the tzaddik subdues and eliminates the bad in those people using his stick. Umekasher atzmoi im nafshoisam b'shas hatfilah, and he attaches himself to their souls at the time that he's pleading with Hashem. And that's what gives him the ability to draw large quantities of Torah from Hashem according to how many souls he's teaching. He's being Makarif. Because Rabbeinu Zal said, because depending on how many people are involved, That's what determines how much Kiddusha is being generated up in heaven when he does this.
Nimtza. So we see from this, She'ikar hamshocha satoira alidei hanafosho shemachniya rashalem, dahinu shemachzira b'tshuva.
That the main ability of the tzaddik to draw Torah from Hashem is dependent on how many souls he's involved in being makariv, whom he's trying to eliminate their bad, meaning he's trying to get them to repent, to do tshuva.
V'zehu b'chinas Rosh Hashanah v'aseres yimei tshuva. This is the concept of Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva Ad Yom Kippur. She'oz hem yemei tshuva. Those are days of tshuva. U'marbin barachmin v'tachnunim. And we're involved in pouring on tons of pleas and begging to Hashem. She'ayidezeh nichna hara she'baido. That's what helps eliminate and subdue the ra in the community. U'marbin b'tfila v'rachmin v'tachnunim. And we keep pouring on more tefillah and more begging Hashem, v'chol Yisrael miskashron yachados, and all of Am Yisrael gathers together them. They plug into each other then. Again, even those people who live in villages where there's no minyan, comes Rosh Hashanah, comes Yom Nairoim, they don't stay by themselves anymore. They make it their business to plug into the shul, to go to a place where there's people. And this is what generates a tremendous flow of Torah coming from Hashem. Because the flow of Torah is dependent on how many souls are gathering together, how many Jews are gathering together with this intent of tshuva.
The main beginning of this is on Rosh Hashanah.
She'oz ikaro hu avoidov ha'yigia lachtor v'lachpor v'liftoyach ha'be'er.
Because it's on Rosh Hashanah when our main effort, our main struggle is to dig and open the well.
Dahaino hatsur, which is the rock that Moshe Rabbeinu was dealing with in the desert.
Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'dibarto el ha'sela v'nosa memov.
You will speak to the rock, and it'll give forth its waters.
Dahainu meimei ha'toira, which is referring to the waters of Torah.
V'alkein b'rosh Hashanah hu bechinas chafirois habeirois shechofru hovois kemuvan b'zoyer hakodesh.
And this is why when the Zohar HaKadosh talks about Rosh Hashanah, it refers to those psukim in the Chumash where it talks about the Avos digging wells. And it says that that took place, that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. It's exactly what Rav Nosson Zal was explaining.
V'chein koirin b'Rosh Hashanah me'inyin ha-be'erois shel Avraham shehu haya rishon lachbar be'erois k'mo shiyitzeh shem.
And in fact, in the reading of the Torah that we read on Rosh Hashanah, we include that piece where it talks about Avram Avinu, who was the first one to dig the wells. Where it says over there that Avram Avinu reprimanded Avimelech about the fact that Avram Avinu and his servants had dug these wells of water, and Avimelech's servants looked to stuff them up, to mess them up.
Uchsiv, and it says over there, Bavur tiyeli liedo ki chofarte saber azois.
I want you to be a witness that I dug these wells, that I dug this well.
Ki ikar bechinas Rosh Hashanah lahamshich meimei hatoira mehabeer vaselanal berachmim v'tachnunim.
Because one of the main focuses on Rosh Hashanah is to draw this flow of water, the waters of Torah from Hashem, which can only be drawn by pleading and begging Hashem.
Shaydezeh zoichen l'Eretz Yisrael.
And that's how one gets to Eretz Yisrael.
Shekol zeh hischil Avram Avinu l'asik b'zeh.
And this is what Avram Avinu was involved in doing.
Avram Avinu was the one who started this process.
Kihu harishon shegilo kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because Avram Avinu was the first one to reveal the holiness of Eretz Yisrael.
Kimoi she'isa bezoyer, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh,
tokal betiklo ad izgalilei, that Avram Avinu weighed things, he studied and he analyzed and he pressed until it was revealed to him. He kept trying to see who created the world, who's behind all of this. First he thought it was the sun, And he was going to worship the sun. Then he saw that came nighttime, the sun went away. He said, couldn't be the creator. Then he thought it was the moon. He saw came daylight, the moon went away. And he went from item to item until by process of elimination, he eliminated everything. And then finally, he started pleading and begging, creator, wherever you are, whoever you are, reveal yourself to me so I can serve you. And that's when Hashem revealed himself, because he was searching so hard. He wanted so desperately to know. As is explained in the Torah in several parshias, she Avraham hu harishon shehashem yisborach gil eloi milas eretz Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was the first one to whom Hashem revealed how the importance of Eretz Yisrael. V'hiftichoi bekama haftochois losis lazareis eretz hakadosh hazois. And Hashem promised Avraham Avinu several times that he would, that his children would inherit the land. V'alkein. Machmas she'Avraham hoya harishon shehisig v'zocho l'kedushas Eretz Yisrael al kein hoya oisek lachbor be'eros. And it's because of the fact that Avraham Avinu was the first one to achieve an understanding of Eretz Yisrael, that's why he was the first one to dig these wells, because they both go together. Shai deze hoya choifer be'er ho'elyoim lahamshich meimei ha'Torah shai deze zoichen l'Eretz Yisrael kanal. By digging the wells here on earth, it was symbolic of digging the well in heaven, trying to draw waters of Torah from heaven through which a person is zoicha to get to Eretz Yisrael. That chapter in the Likutei Moharan quotes the pasuk, Vayitein lohem arzo izgoyim va'amalu mimirashu bavur yishmeru chuka v'soyroisav yinsoyru. That Hashem gave Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, in order that we should keep the Torah. So we see that these two always go together. That to the degree that a Jew succeeds at drawing Torah from Hashem properly, to that degree he achieves Eretz Yisrael. Those two always go together. And because of the fact that it's on Rosh Hashanah that we start this tikkun, al kein oz ikru havoido vayegia. That's why Rosh Hashanah is the time that a person has to really try hardest and put the most effort into it, because that's when this process begins. Va'oz ikru hakibutz el tzaddik, and that's the main time of gathering to the tzaddik. Ki kol hascholois koshois, because the Gemara tells us the hardest part is always the beginning, that start. Va'oz tzrichin yegia gedoilo ad shepoischin esaber lamshech misham emi haTorah. The hardest part is to open the well in order to start drawing Torah from it. Everybody knows, lahavdil, in electricity and anything, when you want to start a car, the amount of energy that it takes to start a car when you turn on a light is tens of times more than what it takes to keep the light bulb burning or what it takes to keep the car going. So because of the fact that starting this up is so hard, that's why you need the tzaddik to do that. That's why it's so critical for all of Klal Yisrael to gather to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. V'al kein tzrichinoz liskabetz yachad etz latzaddik ulaharbois berachamim v'tachnunim. And this is why it's so important, so critical to gather to the tzaddik and to pour on pleadings and beggings at that time. V'liskoya b'shoifar, and to blow the shoifar. V'kamo tikunin shoisnoz b'amiras malchis v'zichonetz v'shoifrois. And to push all the different buttons that we push then by saying these different sections of the Shemoin Esrei. Malchios, zichonetz, shoifrois. Hakol kedei lahaschil leftoyach haber. All in order to open up that well, kedei lahamshich meimei haTorah, to draw the waters of Torah, kedei lizkois laidei zeh l'Eretz Yisrael, in order to be zoichet Eretz Yisrael. Aval achar Rosh Hashanah, oz benokel mamshichin b'chol yoyim b'china asmoichin, dainu chidushim anamshoch meber anal. But after Rosh Hashanah, then it's relatively easy to draw those waters, to draw that new seichel. Shai dei zeh nivne, which is what allows us throughout every single day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva to build up the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, shezeh b'chinas kol ha'eser kiddusha shemamshich m'chol aser esmei tshuva, which is the concept of the 10 levels of holiness that we climb throughout the aser esmei tshuva, ad shebiyoyim ha'kipurim nichnosen l'beis kodesh ha'kadoshim, to the point where on Yom Kippur we enter into the Holy of Holies, shehu kiddusho ha'asiris olyona, which is the 10th level, the uppermost level, v'yoz nistaknin kol hanafoshois. And that's when all the Jews have a tikkun. Ki oz hu yom kippurim shem moichlin kol avonasim. That's Yom Kippur, when everyone has their sins forgiven. V'alkein oz nimsheches ha-toyra b'shefa godol. And that's why on Yom Kippur there's a flow of Torah, a tremendous flow of Torah. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, posach tzur v'yazuvu moyim. The rock opened up and the waters came flowing. That's why the luchos, the second luchos, were given on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was a matan Torah. Ki oz mamshichin haTorah b'shefa godol. Because on Yom Kippur, we're able to draw the Torah with a tremendous flow. Which is what allows us to achieve the uppermost, the highest Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Holy of Holies. Ki bebeis kodesh kodoshim shomhu mekoyer hamayon shel be'er haTorah. Because in the Holy of Holies is the origin of where that well flows, from which these waters of Torah come forth. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, umayan mibeis Hashem yetzei. There's a stream that comes forth from the house of Hashem, from the Beis HaMikdosh. Dahainu mibeis kodesh kadoshim, from the Holy of Holies, kemoshem razal, as the Gemara says. Paragraph Yud. Vizeh bechinas sukkos shayis nachar Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. And this is the concept of sukkos, which we celebrate right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ki achshav besukkos anu zeichen lichvoish Eretz Yisrael. Because now on sukkos, we're zeichet to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah v'aser esim et shuva v'yom ha-kippurim al yidei toirah shehem shachnu az, al yidei tshuva u'tfila, al yidei zeh nivne v'nizgala b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because through our efforts on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur aser esim et shuva, through the Torah that we drew then, and through the tefillah and the tshuva, we started revealing the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the kingdom of Hashem, which is synonymous with the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. V'achshav, and now on Sukkos, anu tzrichin lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael. It's time to go into Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh oiskin b'sukkos. That's what we're involved in Sukkos. Lilchaim im hamoinim, to do battle against the obstacles, sheheim moitziei dibas oretz, which are the people who would speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael, like the Meraglim, the spies, in the case of the Midbar. Moitziei dibas oretz ra, those people who look to say bad things about Eretz Yisrael, kidei lizkois lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael, so that we should be zeche to overcome those obstacles and enter into Eretz Yisrael, shehu bechinas malchus, which is the kingdom, which is synonymous with kingdom, b'yoyim shmini atzeres. On the day of shmini atzeres is when this whole process is going to be completed and we're going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. She'oz ikar shleimus hamalchus, because according to the Arizal, the day of shmini atzeres is when the malchus of Hashem is really completed. She'zeichen liyached b'chinas malchus im doido, that's when there is the ultimate unification between the malchus, the Shechina, and Hashem, shezeh bechinas shleimus kedushas Eretz Yisrael, shebechinas malchus, which is the concept of Eretz Yisrael coming to its completion, which is synonymous with the malchus of Hashem. The Arizal, in his Sforim, when he describes the Yomim Nairoim, shows a process that begins on Rosh Hashanah and continues through Aseres Yimei Tshuva, through Sukkos, climaxing on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, throughout that whole period of time, we're looking to develop the Malchus of Hashem and to elevate the Malchus of Hashem. The climax is on Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah. The Arizal shows it Kabbalistically. Rav Nosson Zal is going now on the Derech of Chassidus, explaining it based on our discussion. sukkah hi bechinas haderech l'Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal explains, because the sukkah is the path leading to Eretz Yisrael. Ki sukkah hi bechinas anane kovoy. Because we know one of the reasons why we sit in the sukkah is to commemorate the special clouds that traveled with the Yidden throughout their trip to Eretz Yisrael. V'anane kovoid he bechinas haderech l'Eretz Yisrael. The clouds were part of the road leading to Eretz Yisrael. Kemo shekosav, as it says in the Chumash, v'Hashem hoylech lifneyem yoimom ba'amud anon l'anchoisam haderech. Hashem traveled with the Yidden from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael by cloud. Kaviyochol, Hashem was that cloud in front of them that led the way. V'chol haderech shel Yisrael sholchu oz hakol hoyo leilech l'Eretz Yisrael. And that entire trip that the Jews were making when they left Egypt was, the goal was to get to Eretz Yisrael. Shezeh hoyo ikar yitzies Mitzrayim. That was the main objective in leaving Mitzrayim. Kedei loseis lohem es oretz, that Hashem should give us the land. Dahayinu Eretz Yisrael, kemavur batoira pomimei nispor, as is mentioned throughout the Torah many, many times. V'zeh b'chinas sukkah, shi b'chinas anani ha'kovoit, shayim alich nes Yisrael, b'derech ha'nochoin, kedei lo v'od Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we're supposed to be thinking about when we're in the sukkah. We're supposed to remind ourselves that the sukkah is to commemorate the clouds, which are what directed our trip to Eretz Yisrael, what assured that eventually Klal Yisrael did make it to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ho'anonim hoyu miyashrim lohem aderech. Because the Gemara says that the clouds were miracle clouds. The clouds were bulldozers, and they were builders. They were all the clouds. Whenever the Jews came to a mountain, the clouds leveled the mountain. When they came to a valley, the clouds filled the valley so that the Jews traveled. It wasn't like being in Har Nof, where you're up and down and up. It was all straight flight, no bumps. The Jews traveled on a straight road. That was one of the things that these miracle clouds did for them. They paved the way to Eretz Yisrael. That's what it is. And also, in addition to that, vayuhargim nechoshim vakrabim, the clouds also wiped out any snakes, scorpions. They were traveling through desert. The desert was a dangerous place. The clouds are what eliminated all the obstacles. Umachnienes hasoine hagodoil shehu amolek shiloyelo shlita vekoyach lovaylochmim machmasanani akovoid. And the clouds were also what subdued and controlled Amolek, not allowing Amolek to chas v'shalom take over Klal Yisrael, to destroy Klal Yisrael. Kemuvan bepirush Rashi, as Rashi says in Chumash, al posuk vayishma haknani melech Arod, where the posuk says that the Knani, the king of Arod, heard that Aaron HaKohen had passed away. So Rashi says, shoma shenistalko anani akovoid. He heard that the clouds had left Klal Yisrael. They were no longer, because the clouds had been introduced in the zuchus of Aharon HaKohen. The Meforshim bring a pasuk. There's a pasuk, ki be'onon niro Hashem aleichem. Hashem showed himself to us in a cloud. Niro, nun rei shalaf hei, is the letters Aharon. Ki be'onon Aharon. The clouds were in the zuchus of Aharon HaKohen. So when Aharon HaKohen passed away on Rosh Chodesh Av, is when the clouds disappeared. Now the Knani saw this, Amalek saw this, and decided now's a good time to attack the Jews. Why? Because he knew that the clouds were a tremendous protection. Shekol zehu bechinas hamoinim sheyesh bederech halicha sheyochon Eretz Yisrael. These are all examples of obstacles that try to block the path of a Jew getting to Eretz Yisrael. The mountains, the valleys, the snakes, the scorpions, the amalekim, all of these are all in that category of these moinim. She'elu hamoinim hem bechinas nechoshim vakrabim, bechinas amolek. She'machnien oisom al yidei anani akovoid, she'zeh bechinas sukkah. Rav Nosson Zal showing you how the mitzvah that we do today of sitting in the sukkah, when we're doing that, we're supposed to know what we're plugging into. We're plugging into that element which is what helped Klal Yisrael most, in many ways, in getting to Eretz Yisrael. And that was those clouds that were what protected them throughout that trip and what paved the way for Klal Yisrael to get to Eretz Yisrael. And when a Jew today sits in a sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah is mesukal to help a Jew get to Eretz Yisrael, or to help a Jew who's living in Eretz Yisrael feel the holiness of Eretz Yisrael and be tied into the, be zecher to become part of Eretz Yisrael in a much more serious way. And this is also related to the Dalet Minim that we use on Sukkos, which are the Lulav, the Esrog, Hadassim Arovois. Shehem Bechinas Mone Krova. The Zohar HaKadosh calls them weapons. Kamei Shekosu B'Zohar HaKadosh. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Man Notzach, who is victorious? Man Da'ochid Mani Krova B'Yadoi. The one who holds his weapons in his hand. When two nations go out to battle, and when the war is over, you want to know who won and who lost, you can see very easily, the losers are without their weapons. The winners are the ones who are still holding their weapons in hand. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when Klal Yisrael is being judged, and we're not, we, the question is, are we succeeding in the judgment or failing? The symbolism that we show on Sukkos by taking the Lulav Esrog Hadas Maravos, we are holding our weapons in our hands. We won. Man, we were not menatzeach. We believe that Hashem judged us favorably and that we're going to have a good year. That we won the battle on Rosh Hashanah, the battle between the lawyers, the attorneys, and the prosecutors. Zebechinas Mashekosu Shomba Toiranal. This is tied into what's written in the chapter in the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which is Shalidei Chidushei Toira Shemamshichim. Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran that through a tzaddik being zeichet to draw new Torah into the world in a proper way, when he does that, the letters of the Torah are angels, are malochim. Those malachim need to draw strength from the nation of Edom, from the Goyim, who are the ones to whom Hashem gave the sword. Hashem told Esau, Val Charbo Chatichye, you will live by the sword. So when these Jewish angels need to get the sword to be able to use to punish and eliminate those who speak against Eretz Yisrael, these angels have to get that koyach from Edom. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that by tzaddikim, drawing Torah into the world the right way, that creates the angels who are empowered to go to Edom to get the sword, that the power that's needed, to punish and eliminate the obstacles which are the moitziei dibas haaretz, those who speak against Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Oy bibchina acheres, or in another way, kifi hachidushei Torah, Kifi revois hakdusha al yedei ribui hanafoshos. Rabbeinu Zal explains there that another thing that fuels this, that makes this happen, is that when a tzaddik draws chidushei Torah, what makes the chidushei Torah more powerful or less powerful? According to how many people are present at the time hearing the chidushei Torah. And the tzaddik, before he introduces this Torah, he davens to Hashem first, and he asks Hashem to reveal to him new messages in Torah. And in the tefillah, he plugs himself into all of his listeners, all the people that are coming to hear the Divrei Torah. The tzaddik attaches himself to their neshama, so that his tefillah isn't going up as his own personal individual tefillah, it's going up as a tefillah of Arabim, a group of people davening to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says over there, according to how large and powerful the group is, that elevates the Kiddush in heaven in a very, very big way. V'zeh b'chinas dalet minim. This is all tied into the four items, the dalet minim. Shehem b'chinas money krova, which are weapons. Weapons. Hainu b'chinas hakoyach shemekable me'edoim. That's the concept of the power that these angels have to draw from Edoim in order to eliminate the obstacles we said in getting to Eretz Yisrael. Edoim shememuna al cherev. Edoim, who was given the power of the sword. Shemekablin koyach mimenu lahachnia hamoinim Eretz Yisrael. Whereby these angels receive power from Edoim to subdue the obstacles from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Sheze bechinas arbo aminim sheimoni krevo shebohem anu loich mimes oivenu umachniin es kol amoinim Eretz Yisrael. That's the concept of these weapons that we're holding. What are we taking weapons for? We're taking weapons that are needed to eliminate obstacles, a certain major obstacle from getting to Eretz Yisrael, which are the Meraglim, the people who speak against Eretz Yisrael, Shehi Bechinas Sukkah, Eretz Yisrael, which is compared to a Sukkah, Bechinas Sukkas Sholem. When we say Hapere Sukkas Sholem, Oleinu Val Kolamois, that's talking about Eretz Yisrael. K'may Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayhi B'Sholem Sukkoi, that it was when the place of Klal Yisrael was B'Shlemos, that's referring to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Ki ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach mi Yerushalayim ubeis hamikdash, because we know that the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from Yerushalayim, comes from the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, shenikroim sukas sholem, which is called this sukas sholem. So that's what the sukkah is about, and that's what the dalad minim are. The dalad minim represent the weapons that are used to fight that battle in getting to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh she'isa b'zohar HaKadosh, this is why it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, she'ho arbo minim moirim she'onu nitzachnu ha'melchama b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, that these four items show that we're confident that we won the battle on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. K'moy she'isa, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, man notzach, who wins? Who has won the battle? Man do'ochit mani kreva b'yodo, the one who's holding the weapons in his hand. Because the main time when we're winning this battle is on Rosh Hashanah. That's when we're starting to draw a new flow of Torah from Hashem through the tremendous gathering. Because again, on Rosh Hashanah is a time when Jews assemble together in large groups all over the world. Ukefi haTorah shemamshichinos, and according to the Torah that the tzaddikim asoichad drew at that time, kain menatzchen amelchama lovei l'Eretz Yisrael. That's what determines our success in getting to Eretz Yisrael. Ki kefi haTorah, because according to the level of Torah and the power of the Torah that we draw, kemoi kain mekablim hamalochim koyach meyedoim lahachni amoinim Eretz Yisrael b'charba b'ktolo. That's what gives the angels the ability to receive the power from Edoim to subdue and eliminate the obstacles from Eretz Yisrael using the sword and the power to kill. And therefore on Sukkos, when we take these four items which are compared to weapons, that's how we show that we acknowledge that we won the battle on Rosh Hashanah, shezochinu oz lahamshech Torah ketikunoi kanal, meaning that we were successful in drawing Torah from Hashem the right way. Shaydeze zochinu leman akrova, which is what gave us the weapons, lenatzeach ulachni amoinim Eretz Yisrael, to eliminate the obstacles in getting to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar nitzochin amelchama hu lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael kanal, because the main victory in battle against the Sitrachra is being zoiche to get to Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein ikar hu arbo aminim hu esrei, k'shu b'chinas malchus, b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. And that's why, of the four different items, the most important one is the esrei. Because the esrei is the symbol of malchus, the symbol of Eretz Yisrael. The Shekhinah is compared to the esrei. Kulach yofo rayosi umum einboch. It says in Shir HaShirim, you are completely beautiful with no iota of a blemish on you. That's the concept, that's how Hashem describes the Shekhinah, the Malchus. And that's what we look for in the esrei. We try to look to that the esrei shouldn't have any blemishes on it. V'halulav uminov hein b'chinas klei zayim, and the lulav and the items attached to it represent weapons. Shebohem machnin hamoinim v'zoichin lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael shebechinas esrog shebechinas kulach yofi rayosi umomeinboch. The esrog is the malchus, Eretz Yisrael. The lulav and the hadas marovos are the weapons that we use to address those enemies, those obstacles who would block us from getting to Eretz Yisrael, who would block us from getting to the shleimus of the esrog. Bechinas Isha Yiras Hashem. The esrog is compared to the woman of valor, the Shechina. Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein Tzorich Sheyeh Ho Esrog Noki B'loi Shum Mum V'chisorim. And this is why the halach is that the esrog is supposed to be clean, without any blemishes, without any pieces missing from it. Bechinas Umum Ein Boch. As the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, you have no blemish. Hainu Kionu Tzrichin Lahachnia. This teaches us that our objective is to eliminate those who would want to speak negatively about Eretz Yisrael, Shehem Matilin Chas V'Shalom Momo Pagama Eretz Yisrael, who try to place a blemish, a defect on Eretz Yisrael. They try to show that Eretz Yisrael is not perfect. Shehi Bechinas Esrog, Eretz Yisrael, which is symbolized by the Esrog. Vayideze Shanu Neitlin Esrog Mohuder B'li Shum Mum V'Chesaron, and by a Jew going out and shopping and searching to find an Esrog that does not have any blemish or anything lacking from it, Deze Nizgale Hidur V'Yoifi Shel Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. By doing that, we're actually revealing and broadcasting the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the holy, because the Esrog is symbolic of Eretz Yisrael, Malchus. Shehi Bechinas Esrog, B'li Shum Mum V'Chisorim. Eretz Yisrael, which is compared to the Esrog, which has no blemish or defect whatsoever. Bechinas, as the Torah writes about Eretz Yisrael, Loi Sechsar Koil Bo. There is nothing lacking from Eretz Yisrael. Same language as we have about the Esrog. Ki Nechnoin Kol Moitzi Edibas Oretz. Because we have succeeded in eliminating and subduing all those that would speak against Eretz Yisrael, v'nizbatlin kol hamumin v'chesroinois sheroitzim lahatl b'Eretz Yisrael chas v'shalom, and we have eliminated the blemishes and the defects that they've tried to put on Eretz Yisrael. You know, that they've tried to say that Eretz Yisrael is not shalem. Paragraph Yud Beis, v'zeh b'chinas ha-lulav, and that this is also the concept of a lulav, shehu ikar ha-marameis al b'chinas klei zayin shoyecheis ha-tzadik. The lulav is the symbol of the main weapon that the tzadik holds, the rifle, in a sense. Ki lulav hu b'chinas tzadik katom or yifrach, because the lulav comes from a date palm, and we know that tzadik is compared to a date palm, tzadik katom or yifrach. V'tzadik man denotar bris. And we know that the only way that a person earns the title tzaddik is through shmiras habris, by being pure in those items that are related to men and women. Shehu bechinas chagor charbecho al yorech, which is what's hinted to in the pasuk where it says, tie your sword to your thigh. The yerech is symbolic of the bris area. Ki ikar haklei zayin shezoichen at tzaddik l'kabla idei ha-Torah l'achni amon emeretz Yisrael. Because the weapon, the degree of the effectiveness of the weapons that the tzaddik gets through his Torah to subdue and eliminate the obstacles from Eretz Yisrael is dependent on the tzaddik's tikkun habris. As is explained over there in chapter 20 in the Kutei Moran, Ayin Shom Mashemavoyer al Posuk Ato Yodato es Kol Hatlo. Look over there where Rabbeinu Zal explains the pasuk. You know all the difficulties that we went through. Ato Yodato Daiko. You know. Ubifrat Golus Mitzrayim Shoy Al Pegam Abris. Ayin Shom Hetev. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. He's quoting the discussion when Moshe Rabbeinu was sending the malachim, it says over there, messengers, but they're called angels. Moshe Rabbeinu was sending messengers to go to the nation of Edom and to tell them, we're on our way to Eretz Yisrael, do us a favor, we need to pass through your land, we won't touch anything, we won't hurt, just let us pass through. So in the message that Moshe Rabbeinu sent, he said over there, he said, tell the king of Edom, Koyomar Ochicho Yisrael, this is what your brother, your brothers, the Jewish people say. You know all the hardship and suffering that we went through. And our forefathers went down to Egypt. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there, you, Edom, know very well the suffering we went through. Why? Because anytime Hashem wants to whip Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, they're the whip. The goyim are the ones that are used to punish us. Ubifrat golus Mitzrayim. Rabbeinu Zal writes, especially when the Jews were in exile in Mitzrayim, shehoyo al pegam habris kiyadua, which we know that the golus Mitzrayim was because of the pegam habris of Odom Arishon. That's what ended up leading Klal Yisrael into Mitzrayim. Val pegam habris cherev bo. And we know that the punishment for pegam habris is the sword. As the pasuk says in Vayikra, cherev noikemes nekam bris, that the sword is what's used to avenge pegam habris. Vehu memun al cherev, and Edom is the one who's appointed over the sword. Umuvan Shom, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shehakol Toloi B'Tikun HaBris, that this whole procedure we're talking about, drawing Torah from Hashem properly and creating the angels going to Edom to get the Chera, it's all dependent on Tikun HaBris. V'zeh Bechinas Lulav, and that's what the Lulav symbolizes. Bechinas Tzadik Katoma Yifroch, because the Tzadik, who is the symbol of Tikun HaBris, he is compared to the date palm. Bechinas cherev pifiois, that double-edged sword. Bechinas chagor charbacho al yorech, shezoiche hatzadik al yidei tikun habris, lahamshich Torah bebechinas anal. The concept of the tzadik having this yerech, this purity in tikun habris, which gives him the ability to draw Torah from Hashem with the full power. Ad shezoiche lekabal haklei zayin besukkos, to the point where on Sukkos, he's zoiche to receive the weapons, shehein bechinas lulav, which the lulav is symbolic of, kedei lahachni alidei zeh hamoina meretz Yisrael, to subdue and eliminate the obstacles that want to block us from getting to Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein oigdim im halulav hadas varvei nachal, and this is why we attach to the lulav the hadasim in our ravois. Arvei nachal zebechinas reshoim upoishi Yisrael kamuva. The Aravois are symbolic of the sinners, the worst people, because Aravois are something that have no smell, no taste. It symbolizes, Chas Shalom, those Jews who have no Torah, no mitzvahs. Hainu, mashe hatzadik mekasher es atzmo im kol harishoim kedei lachnio harash elohem ulachzirom b'tshuva. This ties into what we spoke about earlier, that the tzadik, when he's going to be teaching his Torah, he attaches himself to all the people that are present. Now, some of those people that are present are Rishon, people who have evil, whom part of what the tzaddik is going to be looking to accomplish with his Torah is to be machnia their ra. Shaydei ze daika mamshich Torah harbei b'shefa godol. And it's through the fact that the tzaddik is willing to do this, he's willing to undertake this mission of including Rishon and being machnia their ra, you know, being willing to, that's what gives him the bracha that Hashem gives him. Tremendous Torah. Hashem gives him a flow of Torah b'shefa. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, posach tzur v'yazuvu moyim. The rock opened up and the waters came gushing forth. Ki kefi ribui hanefoshoi shezoich lesakim, because according to how many nefoshois the tzaddik is zoich to perfect and to fix, shaydezeh nisraba hakidusha lamala, which causes a tremendous increase, an elevation of the kedusha above in heaven. Based on the number of nefoshos he's being mesakein, that's what determines his ability to draw Torah with tremendous shefa, you know, a real major flow of Torah. And this is why it's brought that the aravos must grow next to water. Zeremez shetikun hu near a body of water, a lake, a river, that kind of thing. Zeremez shetikun hu arovoi shimchinas harishoyim hu alidei shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. This teaches us that the tikkun for the arovois are symbolic of the Jews who have no Torah, no mitzvahs. Their main tikkun is going to come about through water. Water, in this case, symbolizes the tefillah of the tzaddik, that the tefillah that the tzaddik makes before he draws the Biurei Torah, where we said that his tefillah is in the form of shifchi kamayim libech, pouring out his heart to Hashem like water, to draw a flow of waters of Torah. Shaydei zeh zoicha tzaddik lahamshich Torah harbei, that's what gives that his tefillah, with it being attached to all the nefoshes of those present, is what gives him the ability to draw a flow of Torah, a tremendous flow of Torah, shehi bechinas mayim, which is compared to water. V'ze bechinas hadas, and this is the concept of the hadasim that we use as part of the Dalet Minim. Sherechoi toiv v'nifla, whose aroma is very, very good and special. The tamoi mar, but its taste is bitter. It's something that has no taste. Ze bechinas haneshomo shesoiveles merirus al shibur ha-toiro. This is related to something that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this is based on, whereby he begins the chapter talking about a special neshama, a special Jewish soul, that experiences bitterness, it goes through tremendous difficulty in order to draw the Torah from Hashem. Just as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that a person who wants to succeed in Torah has to be prepared for poverty. Pas b'melach toichal, to eat bread and water, etc. Shemimeno nimshachin kol biurei haTorah, whereby it's from that neshama that all the explanations of Torah are drawn. V'haneshama hi b'chinas reyach, and we know that the soul is a concept of smell. Kemuva b'divar Rabbeinu Zal b'kama b'komim, as is brought in several places in Likud Imran. Kemoisham razal, as the Gemara says, eizehu dovor shaneshama nenem imen avloy aguf. What item is there that the neshama benefits from and not the body? Zeho reyach, that's the smell. V'alkein taimoy mar zeremez al hamarirus shesoyveles haneshama al shibur haTorah. And therefore, the fact that the hadas has a bitter taste to it, that symbolizes, that corresponds to this special neshama, which is willing to go through bitterness for the sake of Torah. Bechinas pas b'melach toichal, as the Mishnah says. U'memayeses b'chol atamim v'atanugim shel ze olam. And this neshama despises all the pleasures and tastes of this world. Ve'ein chiyusa ela me'oreach, and it draws its life from the smell, shehu chiyus haneshama, which is the life of the soul. V'alkein ha'hadas meshulosh, and this is also why the hadas, the leaves on the hadas, come out three at a time, three leaves in a row, and then another three and another three. Al shem ha'toyro shenimshach nishom shehi meshuleshes b'chol b'chinoseo. That shows that it symbolizes the Torah that's being drawn through this neshama, whereby the Torah we know is also in triplicate. Kemay Sham Razal, as the Gemara says, Berich Rachmono, Deyoevlon Urian Tliso, blessed is Hashem, who gave us a triple Torah, Torah Navim Ksuvim, and he gave it to us in the third month, Nisan Iyar Sivan, and he gave it to us through a person who was the third in his family, Miriam, Aharon, Moshe. And there are many items in the Torah that are related to the number three. Nimtza, we see from this, Shelulav v'hadas varovo merames shehatzadik mamshich u'mekabel kleizayin lachni amoyne meretz Yisrael al yidei haTorah shemamshich mehaneshama shubachinas hadas meshulosh shemikabel misham mei mehaTorah al yidei arve anachal daika. Now, Rav Nosson Zal summarizes what we just said now, together with what we said earlier. So that the lulav and the adasim and arovois represent the fact that the tzaddik, who's represented by the lulav, draws upon himself weapons, which again, the lulav, the adasim, arovois are like weapons. Lehachnia hamoine meretz Yisrael, in order to subdue those obstacles that try to block Jews from getting to Eretz Yisrael, al yidei haTorah shemamshich me'aneshama. The way that tzaddik is able to do this, the way he gets the power to do this, is by drawing Torah from Hashem. Now, this Torah has to come via a special neshama. A neshama is symbolized by the hadas, which comes in triplicate. And that's the tzaddik receives the Torah via that neshama, alidei arvei nachal daika. And the tzaddik receives it based on his connection with the arovois, meaning the arovois we said earlier symbolize the rishoim. Alidei horishoim shemarziram b'tshuva, through the fact that the tzaddik is involved in bringing certain rishoim back to Hashem in tshuva, umekasher es atzmo imohim b'shas tfilosoi koidem adrush, and the tzaddik binds himself to these rishoim, to these arovois, before he starts his drasha, when he's pouring out his heart to Hashem in tefillah, begging Hashem for Hashem to give him new revelations in Torah. And because of the fact that the tzaddik binds himself to the neshamos of those rishoim, that's what allows him to, and the tefillah goes up as a tefillah of a tzibur. When the waters come forth, when the waters of Torah come forth from Hashem, they come in a very powerful flow. Shefa Godol. Bebchinas, as the Pasuk says, Posach Tzur Vayazuvu Moyim. The rock opened up and the waters came gushing forth. Shekol ze hu bechina aso esroi, shemechabrim im ha-sholei shminim. This is all symbolized by the esroik being connected to the other three items. Ki ho'ikor lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael, because the main goal, the main objective is to get to Eretz Yisrael, shehu bechinas esroig, which is what was represented by the esroig. We had learned earlier that the esroig is malchus, and malchus is Eretz. Malchus is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the main place where the malchus of Hashem is established and is shown. This is also the concept of the fact that we shake the Dalet Minim in the different directions. Whereby the Arizal explains, according to Kabbalah, that the reason for shaking the Dalet Minim is when we shake them, we're trying to activate Moichin, new Sechel, which we want to draw into the Esrog, into the Malchus. The Esrog is the symbol of Malchus.